The decision by the African Union to support Kenya in the deferment of the ICC trials is hardly shocking. You see, the African Union has provided itself as the basis or the spine of impunity, and therefore the ICC has been trying for a long time to crack this spine. We have failed to take action in our own local jurisdictions, and therefore have invited ICC's intervention. One realizes that Africa, like other parts of the world, is probably the safe haven of impunity. That said and done, the Kenyan people do really want these trials to go on. The Kenyan people are committed in their majorities to ensure that perpetrators of post-election violence are held to account. So AU decision or not, there is a overwhelming support for the Hague process. And number two is that the deferment is a case in point for the Security Council. Kenya has made its initial attempt at the Security Council. This has not happened, and I don't think it will happen.
Now, Hassan, some people suggest that the reason why the African Union asked for a deferment is because there could be a possible backlash in Kenya. That is, there could be violence in next year's election if the trial still goes on while Kenya is holding the elections. What do you make of this line of thought?
It is unfortunate that African leaders, including the Kenyan government, is threatening us with violence in the event that we bring to justice those who are accused of high crimes. I don't believe that will happen. Kenyans have matured in a political sense. They will not agree to themselves to slit each other's throats merely on account that six Kenyans are going to face The Hague. There is need for them to take responsibility for their actions individually. And if they are innocent, they should be able to get justice and clear their names out in The Hague. But that said and done, it is also a very desperate attempt by insiders of the Kibaki government to look for every avenue to defer the Hague trials back into and then to refer them also back into Kenya so that they can then manipulate the process internally. I think this is a plane in mid-flight in terms of the Hague process, and the possibility that it will return back to base is highly unlikely.
Some people think that their effort to woo some African heads of state and government is paying off, and that has resulted in the decision of the African Union to have these cases against these suspects postponed. What is your take on this?
Getting support from African governments is hardly a miracle. These are governments themselves that are typified with the violations against their people. The list is endless if you started to list African heads of state who should actually be standing for trial as criminals. And therefore, that said and done, is it's hardly difficult to convene a fellow perpetrator in terms of squandering national resources, in terms of violations within their own country, to support your own bid to evade justice. Therefore, this is part of that brotherhood or sisterhood within African Union that makes the African Union relevant when it comes to intervention in matters of justice and human rights. It is failing in all its interventions. It failed in Egypt. It failed in it literally failed in Cote d'Ivoire until the French came in. It's failing in Libya. It's failing everywhere. It's now also making desperate attempts in Kenya. And it is high time the African Union report its objectives in terms of building that African carbon vision.
How are Kenyans reacting to this resolution or decision by the African Union, even as latest polls show that over 60% of Kenyans support the prosecution of the suspect at the International Criminal Court in The Hague?
It's hardly shocking to the Kenyan people. They realize the modus operandi of the African Union. What I think is likely to happen is Kenyans will still support the Hague process. They will hope that it will not deter the quest for justice at the International Criminal Court. Do not believe that the Security Council will grant Kenya the deferral, and therefore these trials will proceed. I believe the matter of referral now before the appellate level of the ICC will still fail. And I think the suspects are surrounded. They just got to they have to now conform and comply with the fate that befalls them about being able to go through the full process of the law.